a number of things happening in Lincoln County as always. I wanted to start in Southern Lincoln County if we could. And this has been a proposal that's kind of been off the works, in the works, and off kind of back and forth for a while. And that's the Highway 30 relocation proposal west of Kemmer. Sure. To kind of expand the coal mine and get that coal under the road. So give us an update on where that's at and what it's looking like.
I'd be happy to. You know, Duke, I would like to just say that some of what I'll say today comes from the perspective of one county commissioner, me. And as the chairman of the commission, I don't necessarily speak for the whole commission on certain things. So just be aware of that.
Sure.
Let me just say that to answer your question about the Highway 30 relocation near Kemmer, this is being done or proposed so that the coal mine can access coal underneath the highway and on the other side of the highway. And it's come to the point, I think we all know, that everything's more expensive now, and construction is no different. But this is an approximately $40 million project. And at this time, we're aware of committed funds from the state and feds of about $15 million. And then Lincoln County has committed $850,000 for engineering for the project to keep the engineering going. And then we'll see down the road, what else the county may be involved there. But it's a substantial commitment. But when you see what, you know, 9 out of the 10 top taxpayers in Lincoln County come from industry in the south end of the county, and the coal mine is the largest.
Mm-hmm.
And without the coal mine, we will have a real challenge providing the services at the level we do now at the county. And it's very important. And I think you've seen Senator Dan Docks that are very involved in things out there regarding the coal mine and keeping those jobs. And it's of utmost importance. It really is. But it remains to be seen when and how fast that construction would occur. Okay. It's in the engineering. I think they said it's in phase two right now. But just recently, the commissioners committed $850,000 of taxpayers' dollars. It's that important.
Sure. And so with that commitment, it sounds like still a few dollars short then to complete the full project then, right? Am I understanding that correctly?
A lot, sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. There are a lot of smart people who are going to have to get together and figure out how best to do that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
So we'll keep an eye on that then and see if that is something that takes place. Sure. Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio. Commissioner, we had Jim Webb with Lower Valley Energy on the air a couple months ago, and he discussed a proposal, and he made very clear at that time it was nothing more than a proposal, but he went to the commission with an option to potentially put solar energy near the transfer station in Thane, near the landfill in Thane. And so I was just hoping you could give us an update on that, what the county's view is, and if anything may be happening there.
I'd be happy to. Let me go to the point of Idaway is a solid waste district, and it's a great partnership with Lincoln County. It's a model of cooperation between four counties, one Wyoming County, Lincoln, and three counties in Idaho, Bear Lake, Oneida, and Caribou. And so that I would just report that the pad on which a new Thane transfer station will be built is nearing completion. That's excellent news for that. The work of permitting and preparing a regional landfill near Soda Springs is underway. That is substantial as well. I would just say that Star Valley and Lincoln County's solid waste needs are being well met by Idaway. To your question, unfortunately, due to space limitations there at the Thane Transfer Station, the proposed Lower Valley Energy Solar Project is not a good fit for that location. However, Idaway's board is supportive of it occurring on state lands in the vicinity of that. So
okay. That
remains to be seen, but it's not necessarily a real tight space, but it's tight enough that the land needs to be utilized by Idaway, and that's why they acquired that through the joint powers.
So the state lands, would those be the school trust lands that is nearby, or?
You know, and I guess I don't know that I would speak directly to that. It depends on what's in that direct vicinity.
Okay.
It may be some school lands or other state controlled lands.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, what else is happening in Lincoln County you'd like to touch on?
Let me just talk about the fact Lincoln County is supportive of the concept of what Lower Valley Energy is trying to do with a solar project. So don't, I'd hate for people to mistake that sure. being the case. But regarding electricity and electric rates, as you may have seen in the mainstream media, the proposed breaching of the lower four dams of the Snake River, which is a tributary of the Columbia River, is part of the Columbia Basin Restoration Initiative supported by the Biden administration. It could be a disaster for the electric grid and for ratepayers. I think throughout the county and even particularly in Star Valley.
Yeah, so tell us more on that for someone that may be just hearing about it. Is Palisades part of that proposal or where exactly is it?
It has to do with the dams, like I say, on the Lower Snake River that hydroelectric is involved. But it has to do, I think, with salmon and native fish coming back up the river. And so there's been a push since, I think, the 90s to be able to breach those dams. As I understand it, it requires Congress weighing in on that and approving to breach dams. But let's say something happened there and hydroelectric power is not available because of that situation. Star Valley and Lower Valley service area registers some of the least expensive, maybe the lowest electric rates in the nation for cooperatives. That's pretty significant, and we'd hate to see that power rates go up because of something like that. At the same time, we're trying to be patient with the folks that rely on some of those fish and the fishing industry in that area. But yeah, it's a controversial thing, but it affects, I believe, power rates.
Certainly. Okay.
And availability.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about power a little further. TerraPower, an advanced nuclear reactor, is planning to submit their construction permit application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in March of 2024. That's what they told us at a meeting last month in Kemmer. They're currently in the pre-application permit part of it, and they're doing safety review and environmental review. So that project is moving forward.
On schedule and going right away. So excellent.
Yes. Let's talk for a minute, if we could. It's amazing what can be accomplished when you don't care who gets the credit. Let's talk for a minute about some of those things that happened. One example of this. And what comes to mind for one thing is, I think your daughter is fair royalty.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations to her.
And she's loving it.
Thank you to her for representing Lincoln County. And I don't know if you have kids in 4-H.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what a great thing for young people. And thank you to the leaders and everyone involved with that. But let's talk for a minute about the Lincoln County Fair. It's been several months since you and I have had a chance to visit on air.
Yes.
So that fair takes much effort, and I want to extend appreciation to all everyone involved with that. It's a great fair. The fair board is currently in the process of the installation of new bleachers for the grandstands. That's pretty significant, and that is just because they've kind of had their usefulness the end of life to those bleachers, and they're just in due to be replaced. We'd also like to see another road for ingress and egress from All Red Road. We'll see whether or not we can get that taken care of. But Fair Board members Joy Fox and Robert Linford are retiring from the Fair Board, and we extend our appreciation to them for their service. This has created two vacancies on the Fair Board, which we're in the process of filling. Along that line, I appreciate the great work that goes on to build our youth through the 4-H program in the county. Also of note, Hudson Hill was awarded the 2023 WACAA Outstanding Extension Educator Award. He is the only educator that has won this award twice during their career with University of Wyoming Extension.
Wow.
And that's
congratulations
something
to him.
I should
say. Well-deserving. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is. Thank you. to Hudson, and congratulations to Hudson. So Lincoln County and the Great River Ranger District of the Forest Service, they work well together. They cooperate on improvements and maintenance of some of the forest roads in the Ranger District. For instance, the Grays River Road has been improved with additional gravel, grading, and dust coating. And I thank all those who were involved with that. It's significant, and I've heard good reports on.
The road was so much better this summer. Huge difference. So much better.
Makes you want to go up there, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Isn't that great country?
Absolutely.
I don't tell anybody. Let's see. Etna North. It's been long enough since that has occurred, but it just keeps coming to mind for me. Thank you to YDOT. You know, I enjoy driving that stretch of road. In my opinion, it's much more safe, and it continues to be extremely scenic. You know, what a beautiful drive. So thank you to folks involved there. Prater Canyon Road paving project this summer was successful. Thank you to all involved, including Road and Bridge and the county engineer. That's a great project there, and I think a needed improvement. I want to also extend appreciation to all who work for and with Lincoln County and for the work that's accomplished for the residents and taxpayers of the county. It's a significant amount of work, and you may not recognize it until you see it firsthand. And that goes to all our county employees. They just do a tremendous job. You know, you're probably at the point where it's okay if I get to a conclusion here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Any other questions before I do that?
No, you've answered all my questions. This has been great.
Excellent. So former Wyoming Governor Mike Sullivan said, Wyoming is one small town with really long streets. You know, what a great statement. And I really appreciate Governor Sullivan, former governor, what a fine individual. Now, I've got a metal sign that hangs in my personal shop that reads, quote, Wyoming, love it or leave it, unquote. You know, I really don't want to offend anybody, but I'm going to make a statement that might. But you came here from there because you didn't like it there, and now you want to change here to be like there. You're welcome here. Only don't try to make here like there. If you want to make here like there, you shouldn't have left there in the first place. It concerns me when we have people working to change Wyoming to be something different than what it is. I'm a Wyoming native, absolutely love living in and being in the state of Wyoming, even in those, and you're familiar with it, those many hour-long drives to various sports events that you cover, and you know, and we all have long drives if we're getting anywhere in Wyoming. But I would just say, we are Wyoming, and Wyoming is us. We have no interest in becoming like California or Texas or Washington or any other state. So, as a Wyoming native, I just say, don't fence us in.
Very well said.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you and to your family and to all of the listeners on SVI Media. We wish you the best.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen live in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up.